Sex trafficking is the business of forcing victims to provide sex for profit. The traffickers are as skilled at evading the law as they are at finding new victims. Many might think this nightmare reality will never be a part of their lives. But as Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports, the world of sex trafficking is not that far away. A warning for listeners, this story has raw language and describes acts of sexual violence that are not appropriate for all listeners.
Before the prayer service begins on Sunday morning at the Cross Kingdom Church in Ingram, Texas, there's coffee and blueberry muffins. The churchgoers greet each other with sincere, solid hugs and big smiles. It's not fancy. The church building used to be a bar. One attendee is wearing a bright red Make America Great Again cap, and in the middle of it all is Carla Solomon.
I just felt so welcome and accepted and not judged.
Welcome, everybody. All ready to worship?
As the service begins, Solomon takes her favorite seat in the middle of the front row. It's Christmas, and there's talk of miracles, and in many ways, Solomon being here is a miracle in of itself, because in 2016, she was kidnapped and forced into the world of sex trafficking. And as she raises her arms in prayer, there are the tattoos that tell her story.
This tattoo right here, the 225 with the five stars around it, that's what he branded me with. He's from Baton Rouge. 225 is the area code down there.
Solomon says her trafficker, allegedly Herman Henry Fox, used a tattoo gun to ink the bold numbers into her left hand. It was after she was rescued by police that the other tattoos were added.
I've got some Bible scripture, some Hebrew language, strength, freedom, broken chains.
In black ink, shackles have been permanently drawn onto each wrist, and up her arms are broken chains, symbolizing her restored freedom.
Not just from the slavery, but from all of the bondage, all of the everything that was holding me down is when I came home, all of the fear that I had.
Solomon was dragged into the world of sex slavery in 2016 when she was living in Louisiana and she split up from her husband. She had three children at the time, and she says she needed to get away.
Which was selfish at the time, but it happened. So I trusted this guy that I knew. He knew my family. He knew my husband, went to school with us. It started out that I was just driving him and this other lady around, and it didn't take long for me to figure out what was going on. You know, he was basically selling her.
A week into this arrangement, that woman wasn't able to meet her daily quota, and the trafficker told Solomon to drive them down a swamp road.
He drug her out of my car, and he started beating her, and I watched, and he made me leave her there.
He then ordered Solomon to drive them to a hotel. They got a room, and once inside, things took even a darker turn.
He was doing something on his phone. He was creating an ad on Backpage.com. He looks up, and he said, "Oh yeah, they're gonna like you because you're a white girl." It dawned on me what was going on, so I made a run for the door. And he tackled me.
He then raped her, and for the next 54 days, Solomon was caught in a world of forced sex. They traveled across Texas. Every two or three days, he would set up shop in a new town.
He started renting rooms, and he would have people come to the room. He would post these ads on Backpage, but he would talk to these guys online through like text messaging and stuff and set up, you know, all of these appointments. And there was times that he would have me tied to the bed with bed sheets.
The trafficker would also force Solomon to smoke meth.
I didn't want to do it. So he wrestled me down to the ground and pinned my arms down on the floor and sat on top of my chest. And this is a really heavy man. And at the time, I was probably like 110 pounds. He ended up forcing me to smoke it. And eventually, it did not take long before I was very addicted to it.
Solomon said she was sold to men 10 to 15 times a day. Every day, she had to make at least $1,500.
No matter how it was done, every day, 7 days a week.
and the trafficker was constantly on the lookout for new victims.
He would sit at Greyhound bus stations all the time. That was like his favorite thing to do. He would sit there and wait for a girl or a boy to walk off from the crowd with just a backpack on. That meant that they had no ride. And before you know it, they're in the car, and he used to sit there and say, oh yeah, that would be a good one. I could get her. And as just if I could get her in the car, it's over.
Solomon said she tried to escape, but the trafficker told her if she did, he would then kidnap her 5-year-old daughter and sell her for sex. Had it not been for that rescue, Solomon says she would still be working as a sex slave today. Freedom came when police electronically located her phone at a College Station hotel. The suspected trafficker, Fox, was arrested. He's awaiting trial in the Brazos County Detention Center. Solomon said she never thought anything like this could happen to her. She went from trusting someone in her time of need to being turned into their property and sold for sex.
So I trusted him, and he built up that trust too. He did things to make me feel comfortable and make me feel like he really cared about me.
Solomon is now back with her family. They have moved to Kerrville. She has received counseling and treatment for her ordeal, and she's working on a local ministry to help other victims of sex trafficking.
We work very closely with a lot of girls that have come out of this same thing.
She says this thing that happened to her, it's all around us, even in small towns in Texas like Kerrville. David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.